Hey guys, we're back with Married to Martinis. It's Adam and Danielle, and we're gonna do another game. This is another bonus episode.
Yep.
Yeah. So
everyone seemed to like the last one.
Sure.
So we'll do it again.
Yeah. Let's play another game.
Okay.
So we're gonna play two truths and a lie.
Uh huh.
So that's fun, I think.
Yeah, but it was so funny because when I was researching, I was annoyed almost that I had to do a lie. Like, I just wanted to, like, keep getting information. I was finding such interesting
right.
stuff
yeah,
that I almost that. Just wanted to, like, just, like, have lots of facts to give because, I don't know, there's so much out there that you don't ever explore because who has time?
Oh, well, you are going to love my stats.
Ugh, God.
So...
Yeah, you know what's so funny? So what did you do? You did stats of things that you thought I would hate?
For the most part.
Okay.
I think you're going to hate everything that
I did the opposite. Well, for the most part.
You did things I'm going
to
love?
I did one thing. I started to do stuff that just I love. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to do stuff that we both love.
Oh, that was very sweet of you.
I know.
Yeah, that was very
know,
nice. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know.
I did things I love.
Yeah, well. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump right in. Again, it's a bonus episode. We tried to make the last one 15 minutes, and it was 45 minutes.
Right.
By the time we
were
done.
I don't think
this
is going to be 15 minutes.
Okay. So then should we just jump in
and just sure.
do it?
Sure. Okay. So, but we did a few just about our own lives, like stuff that we might not know about each other, which is hard.
Right.
Because after 20 years, like, how do we not know stuff
yeah,
about each
I,
other?
I struggled.
I did too.
Thinking about anything that you could possibly mm-hmm. not know about me.
Mm-hmm. And I like to think of myself as a good liar, but I was having trouble coming up with the lies for all of them.
You're a terrible liar.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh.
Terrible.
Okay. I mean, I kind of take that as a compliment.
I know.
Like, who wants to be a good liar?
I know everything you're
unless
doing.
Unless you're
behind
like
my back. I know
a con artist.
Everything you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Like, how your mom and my mom both once said to me, always have money on the side that your husband doesn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know I have money on the side?
No.
No, I don't have any money.
You
side.
Can't.
No, I can't.
You wouldn't even know where to put it.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't know where to get
my
it from.
My mom used to hide money in books, and I used to go through all the books in our library and try to see where she was hiding the cash.
But yeah, those were days of cash.
Oh, yeah.
So now.
But, and it was like $40. This right. wasn't like runaway money. This was yeah. like get a sandwich and a you know,
right.
soda money. But I used to go through all the books. Like if I was going out with friends and I didn't have any money, I would go through all the books and
well,
try to see which one she was hiding them in.
Yeah, if you ever want to steal cash from me, which you always do anyway.
No, I used to. You
I
never
know.
Have cash
that's,
anymore.
That's the thing. I don't
Ugh,
even use cash.
It's so annoying. I used to be able to steal from you
I
and
know.
Now I can't even do that anymore.
I know. I don't use cash anymore.
Okay.
It's the way of the future.
Mm.
Do you want to... Do you want to dive in? You want to go first?
All right, so what are we doing first? Are we doing the ones about us first? Are we doing...
Well, if we could please go in order of the list.
What is the list?
Unlike...
Is there an order of the list?
My list is I have things that are not about us first.
Oh, okay. I did not. I just randomly did it.
Okay.
Because I can do that. I can go back and forth and...
I know.
I can... Yeah.
Yeah, from the last episode, we all know how you can do that, and I have a big problem with that.
No, the last episode was a little all over the place. Okay.
All right, so I always go first, so why don't you chime in this time?
No, I don't... I'm not comfortable with that.
All right, you want me to do it?
Maybe that's an OCD thing,
okay.
but I like to do the... I like that we've established this kind of you go
okay.
first, I go second.
Fine.
I like to follow it up with.
Okay, so to explain to anybody who doesn't know what this thing is, so we have three things to say,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is a lie. So there's two things that are
false.
True.
It's false,
and
yeah.
one is false.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have to figure out which is false.
Right. So
like a multiple choice test.
No particular order.
The other way around, most of them are right, one is wrong.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one. Right. Well, I tried to keep these in theme, by the way, as you'll see.
I did too.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, you have to organize it somehow. There's so much information out there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a theory.
Oh, God. Theories. I hate theories.
We could detonate thermonuclear weapons on Mars to raise the temperature of the planet to sustain human life.
Why, it's cold on Mars?
It's very cold on Mars.
Okay.
We cannot live on Mars because it's too cold and there's no atmosphere. There's no oxygen. So
we would send like a nuclear bomb over.
We would.
Wouldn't that ruin the planet?
No, yes, initially, but in time, it would heat up the planet to a certain degree that would sustain life for humans. Okay?
Okay.
Number two. After studying the surface of the Earth's moon, Luna...
Wait, what? So that's a stat. I'm trying... Yes. Is that true or false?
Right. Okay. So, right, that could be true or false.
Got it.
Number two. After studying the surface of the Earth's moon, Luna, that's her name, scientists have come to the conclusion that life may have existed there prior to life on Earth. That's stat number two. Number three. Jupiter's moon, Europa, is one of the likeliest planets other than Earth in our solar system where life may exist today.
And you're on Jupiter's moon.
Jupiter's moon, Europa. So Jupiter's moon, Europa, is covered in ice with an ocean below the ice, you know, surface. So...
Oh, there's an ocean? Like our ocean?
Not like ours, but there's water underneath the surface, the ice surface of Europa, the moon of Jupiter, where we think is the likeliest place in the solar system
other than Earth. Where there's been life.
Where there is life today.
Today?
Today.
Well, why haven't we found out?
Do you want me to get into that?
All right, wait a minute. No.
Or do you just
want
to answer the question?
No, I just want to answer the question.
Right.
All right, so we have the detonating the bombs.
Right, so we can detonate nuclear bombs over Mars to increase the temperature to sustain human life.
Okay.
Or after studying Earth's moon.
I'm going to go with the second one. That's false.
Wow.
That's good, right? That's right.
How'd you know that?
Because, how could you make up that we're going to detonate bombs on Mars?
Really? You don't think I could come up with something like that?
I mean, you're very scientifically knowledgeable, but that's like a pretty crazy thing to come up with.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm just laughing at how different our questions are. Wait till you hear mine.
How interested are the listeners right now?
I don't know. Are they? Yeah, I would say that I would have heard if there was possibly life on the moon before.
Where would you hear that?
Like, I don't know. Like
Oprah doesn't talk about the life on the moon.
I know, but
I before.
Watch a lot of PBS, like all
Sesame
those,
Street.
Yeah, right. Like all those kids shows. Like I feel like that would have been on one of them.
Okay, well, you did good. You won.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can we keep track?
Sure. Yeah,
we need
that.
To start to have something where we win. Like, what do I get if I win? That will motivate me more. Like, what will I get? No, I don't. That's bullshit. I don't want satisfaction. I want something. Like, I want a massage or, like, not by you. I want a real masseuse to give me a massage. Yeah, I want to go to, like, one of those places where they, you know, they'll give me a massage.
Right.
Or I
As
want.
As opposed from the all the other times that you do that anyway. Right.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay. So, so here's my first one. Very similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Which of these celebrity expenses is false?
God. Who cares? Next.
Okay. The first one is Mariah Carey has a room in her house for her kids of just candy. It's a huge room, mm-hmm. like a playroom, but it's just filled with candy. Every kind of candy known to man is in this room.
Okay.
From gigantic lollipops, there's a cotton candy machine. There's, you know, feet of licorice. Mm-hmm. There's like just everything is in there, and they can come in mm-hmm. and just get candy as they
that.
Want it. Okay. Second one.
Well, considering her ex-husband
Nick
had
Cannon.
$1 million shoes, I can imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, she could afford anything.
Right.
It's about whether or not you have a candy room for your kids
aren't
or not.
Aren't you impressed that I even knew that?
Well, yeah, I know you know about Nick Cannon because you love that AGDT show.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, I'm not impressed with that now.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. Okay, next.
Okay, the second one is that Johnny Depp has a personal live-in tattoo artist whose sole job is to touch up existing tattoos on his body and design and apply new ones to him whenever Johnny is in the mood for a fresh one.
Okay.
Okay, so he has a live-in that
got it.
He could wake him up at 3 a.m. and mm-hmm. say, I have this idea for a tattoo, design it and do it.
Okay.
Okay. Paris Hilton in 2009 spent $325,000 for a two-story, 300-square-foot villa for her dog. It has crystal chandeliers, designer furniture, and a balcony for the dog.
Okay.
Okay. Which of those okay. is false?
Okay. Mariah Carey candy, mm-hmm. Johnny Depp tattoos, mm-hmm. Paris Hilton dog hotel.
Mm-hmm. No, dog house.
Dog house.
A separate house from her own where her dog lives.
Okay.
And has...
I'm going with Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Yeah.
How come?
Because I can see Paris Hilton doing something like that for that stupid dog.
Mm-hmm.
The candy thing, I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fun. Fine. It's different. Like,
yeah.
We have a candy house, whatever.
Okay.
I don't see Johnny Depp as being a guy who...
would have, like, a personal limit. Yeah. Yeah. He does have 31 tattoos, but he does not okay. have...
Yeah.
You are correct.
I know that.
We are tied 1-1.
Yes.
Shit. Okay.
Okay.
Fuck.
All right.
I have to up my game.
Here we go. Okay. Speaking of celebrities.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, ready? God, who's it going to be like Neil deGrasse Tyson? Okay.
Okay. The Hyperloop is...
Is that a roller coaster?
The Hyperloop is a proposed mode of I can't even read my own writing here. The Hyperloop is a proposed mode of passenger transportation, which is an open-source project released by Elon Musk, which can cut travel time significantly versus other modes of transportation.
I know about this.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Next. So he proposed this idea. So obviously you know this is true. So he proposed this idea, and he designed it and made it open source, meaning that here's the plans. Somebody build it. He doesn't want
to
build
it. Well, he's going to pay for somebody to build it.
No, he made the plans for it. He designed it. He created it. Mm-hmm. And then he says, okay, now somebody build it and do it.
I mean, can we just work on, like, perfecting our public transportation that we have now?
But this is better.
Our public, like, after going to, like, London and everything, I feel like we have so much work to do on our public transportation.
It could cost more to upgrade and make our current transportation better than it would to build this Hyperloop, which is even more... cost savings, and it's faster. I mean, it's you get to, it's twice as fast as taking a train.
Feel like we have so many problems with our public transportation now.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
But this is something that could fix it.
Okay, yeah. So I know that's true. Okay, so go ahead. Keep going.
Next. All right. The Japanese maglev train is currently the fastest train in the world, reaching speeds of 374 miles per hour, which can cover a mile in just 10 seconds.
What's it called?
Japanese maglev train.
Okay, and that's in Japan.
Yes. So it goes 374 miles per hour.
Okay.
And it can cover a mile in 10 seconds.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
A mile in 10 seconds.
Yes. 10 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
Next. The first consumer-based flying cars are being developed in Russia and are actually being tested and widely used in the city of St. Petersburg. So they're actually... testing the first consumer-based flying cars and testing them within the city of St. Petersburg. So now you're down to two. Is it the Japanese maglev train?
I mean, 10 seconds for a mile?
Yep.
I mean, even in an airplane, is it 10 seconds for a mile?
No, an airplane travels at about 600 miles per hour, so it's twice as fast.
So it's 5 seconds per mile?
Oh, yeah. It's even faster, but yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, no, maybe a plane goes like 500 miles an hour.
Yeah, so maybe like see if we have there's a train that goes almost as fast as a plane?
Yeah.
Wait, what was the last one?
The first consumer-based flying cars in Russia.
I'm going to go with the second one.
You're saying that that's the false one.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay.
Yes, there's no flying cars being tested anywhere in the world.
I've watched too many Back to the Future movies. Shoot. Okay.
I mean, they are, but they're, you know, sci-fi, you know, based.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I mean, those, they, I don't know, weren't they like the first in space and everything, the Russians?
They were, okay, so that was, if you remember, okay.
Here we go.
Don't do it.
No, I mean, okay, and this and that. Just what? What is the fact?
I'm not even going to tell you now.
Okay, yeah.
Well, look it up.
No, yeah. That's not going to happen.
You go.
Okay. Okay, the second one. So these are facts about some of our favorite people. So blah, I did blah, two blah, favorite Oprah, people who blah, I blah, love. Blah, blah, Brad Pitt. No, women, all women. Okay. Okay, so the first one is that Ellen DeGeneres holds the record for the most retweeted tweet ever. Okay.
Retweeted tweet. Do you have facts about what the tweet was about?
Yeah. It was during, she hosted, so she's hosted the Academy Awards a few times.
Next.
Okay. Okay. Oprah, her name was supposed to be Orpah, O-R-P-A-H, from the Book of Ruth. But they misspelled it on her birth certificate, and it stuck.
Interesting.
The third one is about your girl, Amy Adams.
Okay.
Who I'm now a little obsessed with also, because I just watched Sharp Objects, and she was amazing in that.
Okay, cool.
So I think I love her now, too. She might be laminated list material if we do an updated episode on that. She landed her first big role opposite Leo DiCaprio in The Aviator. So you have the first one is Ellen DeGeneres and the most retweeted tweet ever. We have Oprah, whose name was supposed to be Orpah. And we have Amy Adams landing her biggest role.
I saw The Aviator back before I even knew who she was. So I don't remember Amy Adams in The Aviator. So I'm going to go with The Aviator.
Yes. So she was... but she did have her first big role opposite Leo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can.
All right. So, yeah. So
okay. So you're 2-1. You're winning.
Yeah. So we have to watch Catch Me If You Can because I don't remember her in that movie. And again, that was another one that I saw before I knew who she was.
Yeah. No, okay. I would like to. I mean, I'll watch that again. I like that movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
My turn.
Oh, boy.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Humans are closely...
Go ahead.
Humans are closely related to the chimpanzee because 6 million years ago, random DNA mutation caused further generations to eventually evolve into humans. Okay, so chimps evolved into humans.
Okay.
6 million years ago.
I feel like we know that already. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a fact already. That's not what I'm supposed to know.
No, let me
You're not done. Okay. Yeah. Well, so chimps. Oh, shit. Is it apes or chimps?
So 6 million years ago, a random mutation in the DNA.
Is this
going to
be
chimps...
that it's like 5 million years ago?
And No. So 6 million years ago, chimps evolved into humans over the course
chimps
of time.
Chimps evolved. Okay. Like there's a lot going on here. Chimps evolved
into humans.
Into humans.
Over the course of the last 6 million years, which obviously is 5 million years ago. Whatever.
How do I write that down? Chimps.
Yeah, write it down.
Arrow humans.
Okay.
6 million years.
Today, in 2018,
humans
and chimps share 96% of the same DNA. Okay.
That's the second fact.
Second fact. So today, humans and chimps share 96% of the same DNA. So that's how closely related we are to them today.
Okay, so it's been 6 million years for chimps to evolve to humans, 96% of the same DNA. Okay, let's do that.
Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Chimps are evolving. They're using tools as humans did 2.8 million years ago. So like 2.8 million years ago, humans were using tools as chimps are today. So the chimps are evolving.
There's too many numbers here.
So... chimps
you
today,
know I did terribly on my SATs.
So chimps today
wait
are
2.8 million years ago
no today
we used
right listen let's start over today
too many numbers okay go ahead
all right so we're seeing evidence of chimps evolving. Okay, so it's almost as if
they're behind us,
they're acting as humans did 2.8 million years ago.
I mean,
they're using tools as weapons or to complete tasks such as cracking nuts or opening
I feel like they've been doing that for a long time.
Or
see,
extending
they
their,
all crack nuts
extending their arms with tools into trees to collect bugs to eat.
I mean, that's been, I feel like that's been for a while.
Okay. All right, so number
chimps
one
to humans. Wait, Can you say the first one again? Chimps yes. into humans 6 million years ago.
Right. So 6 million years ago, there was a DNA mutation that caused chimps to evolve into humans.
I mean, I feel like that's true.
Over the course of the last
I'm
going to
go with the second
years.
One. 96%.
Okay.
That we're 96%.
Wrong.
What?
We are not evolved from chimps.
We're not?
Nope.
Apes.
Nope. We share the same ancestors as apes and chimpanzees. So there was a being before humans, chimps, and chimpanzees.
My mind is going to explode. This is not. I can't. You know I can't think like this.
So we.
That's not fair.
We're related to chimps, but we did not evolve from them. We have the same ancestors.
I mean, come on.
Good one, right?
But you know that I can't think like that, so it's almost cheating.
Cheating?
No, I'm serious. I can't wrap my head around it.
So. As you found out today, we share 96% of the same DNA as chimps because we are related, but we're not evolved from.
I feel like you're cheating. I do. I feel like you know that I cannot keep track of all these numbers and stuff.
No, I didn't do it that way. I just knew that you don't know anything about any of this stuff.
I can't even process it all. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to even.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you go ahead.
Okay. And here I am, like, fucking Saturday Night Live facts. And we both love Saturday Night Live. So I was like, oh,
I don't love Saturday Night Live.
That'll be fun. And you're, like, trying to trick me with chimp shit. I mean, not actual chimp shit. But okay.
Did you know that when chimps get angry, they throw their
yes,
shit?
Yes, I do at, know okay, that. Come on. Who doesn't know that?
Right.
At least there's no math in that. Okay. So Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
First one. Steve Carell auditioned in 1995 for the show, but Will Ferrell got the part instead.
Hmm.
Okay. Second one, Chevy Chase was hated by 3 generations of SNL cast members.
Okay.
Chase was a breakout star for the SNL's first season, thanks to his Gerald Ford impression, but he left after only 1 season, causing cast members to be very angry at him.
Okay.
The third one. Jack Nicholson was the first host ever for SNL in 1975.
Hmm. Okay. So I have no idea. I know Chevy Chase is very hated in the industry and by his fans.
Mm-hmm. Which sucks because I love him so much.
I know, but he's such a dick.
But I hate hearing that.
I know. Okay.
You know, like, I hate to love his movies and know that he's an asshole.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, you almost don't want to like his movies if he's an asshole. But I do. I love him.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Right.
Okay, so, but you could have taken the fact that I knew that because it was so well known and turned it into an answer that was false. Okay. So, okay, Jack Nicholson, 1975, first SNL guest. That's possible. And the first one was what?
Steve Carell auditioned in 1995 for the show, but Will Ferrell got the part instead.
I call number one.
No.
Really?
It is number 3. George Carlin was actually the first guest on SNL in 1975.
As a huge George Carlin fan, I should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I love him.
Yep. So he was the first. So Steve Carell did audition, and his wife did too. I believe his wife got the part, and he did not. She got a part. Like, she made the cut and he did not. He later went on, I don't know how, but he and Late Show, Steve Colbert. Steve Carell and Steve Colbert are actually the voices of the ambiguously gay duo.
What's that?
Oh my God, you don't know that. What?
I told you, I don't watch SNL.
You don't?
No, I watched it in the 90s.
Oh my God, the ambiguously gay duo was fantastic.
Well, when was that? Because I watched it during like that.
Yeah,
Chris Rock
no, no, no. This was totally during then.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it went on for a long time. But when he auditioned in 1995, he did not get the part, but Will Ferrell did. And yes, so Chevy Chase, he was like, you know, he went for 1 season and then became a big time, you know, got all these movies. That's why. So he left after one year, after their premiere year. And he would come back and host and end up every single time, like, getting into fights with cast members.
That makes sense.
He, like, verbally abused Robert Downey Jr., Bill Murray, who actually took over for Chevy Chase. Mm. Bill Murray was the one who took over Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase was a huge coke fiend, right?
I think so, yeah. I think that's true.
Sure that took his, like, anger to...
Well, but I think, listen, I think if you're an arrogant asshole, you're an arrogant asshole.
Yeah, I just know he was known as, like, an asshole, like, whether personally, professionally,
yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. I always kind of hoped it wasn't true, but I think it is.
Yeah, but you can tell it is. I mean...
You can?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Later in his career, he got a little...
Well, now his career is nothing.
But, yeah, probably because of that.
Maybe.
Okay, so I actually have an entertainment one here. So not science-based.
What?
Yeah.
You ready? I was shocked. Okay.
But it's, you know...
Science-based.
Sci-fi, right.
Of course. Okay.
Before Michael J. Fox was casted as Marty McFly for Back to the Future, the character was originally casted by multiple actors, including Eric Stoltz and Ralph Macchio.
Mm-hmm. Right? I know that's true. I know Eric Stoltz was up for that part.
Okay. Did you know Ralph Macchio was?
No.
Okay, so it could be false.
Could be false.
Right.
But I know Eric Stoltz was.
Okay.
Okay.
Crispin Glover. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Who?
Glover? Crispin Glover? George McFly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, doesn't matter. Did not return to the movie sequels due to unsuccessful contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted more money, and he wanted too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, what? He was in the second one.
Okay, number three.
Okay.
Ready? Number three.
Okay. He was in the second movie. All right, go ahead.
Number three. Chimps are evolving. They're using tools as
what?
Humans did.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm reading from the wrong list.
Are you trying to screw me up on purpose? Yeah. That's not... You're, like, cheating all over the place. This is not fair.
Okay, number three.
You are completely cheating. I think... I want everyone out there right now, can you please verify to me that this is an unfair game?
All right. Number three. Leah Thompson... Mm-hmm. Who was in Back to the Future as Lorraine, had temporary breast implants to fill the role of Back to the Future 2, in which Lorraine is forced to marry villain Biff Tannen and embodies a very specific look. What's so funny?
Okay.
What's so funny?
She had temporary black breast implants?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I mean,
but wait a minute. You just said Crispin Glover was in part
two. Okay, they probably filmed it before during part one.
Nope.
I didn't give my answer yet.
I know, but that didn't happen.
Wait, so he did. Fuck. Wait, what? Okay, so the second one is that he did not renegotiate his contract. So right. He was not in the sequels.
Correct.
What the fuck?
Did not return to any
but
sequel.
But that doesn't make sense because he's in the second one.
Okay.
No, but that's a trick. I know you're tricking me. And I know she did not get temporary breast implants.
That's the thing.
No, yes, she didn't. No, no, three. Three.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, of course. Nobody gets, like, what? No, what?
I don't know. I didn't think of something.
Okay, but how was he in the second one?
Okay, so if you look in Back to the Future 2, mm-hmm. You don't see him. You see... The only time you see him, he comes in the house upside down.
Uh-huh.
It's because he had a back problem or something. So he's on like this futuristic like back solving thing.
Isn't he on the like a monitor too where you
yes.
see his face?
So they also superimposed his face illegally without him knowing, which he sued Robert Zemeckis.
God, he was a real asshole, huh?
Yes, he was.
He was
from
an idiot not to do it.
From what I hear, yes.
He was in like one other movie, and I can't remember. Was he The Matrix or something?
I don't even know. He
was in another famous movie, but that was it, that he was done.
They used prosthetics on another actor and superimposed his face on this
Jesus.
Other guy. And
okay.
Yeah, so he was not in
really,
two
he
or
didn't
three.
Get enough money,
right.
So.
Right.
Okay. Hollywood is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Leah Thompson did not have temporary breast implants.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it was creative. I give you,
you
an E for effort, an E size bra for effort. Yes, for sure. Okay. My next one is about Disney World.
Okay.
Okay. So when Disney World first opened, you could get a ticket for an entire day mm-hmm. for only $10.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Second one. The Beatles played their first concert in America at Walt Disney World in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the third one is The Rock and Roller Coaster was supposed to feature the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
But the band proved too expensive for Disney's taste.
Okay.
So instead, the park paid Aerosmith to use their music on the roller coaster.
Okay. So I know number three is Aerosmith, so I think that's true.
Okay.
I believe that the Beatles did perform at Disney when they first came to America, so I'm choosing one.
Oh, shit, I think I fucked up.
Oh, my fucking God.
I fucked up. I did two false ones and one true one.
So I'm completely wrong. Wait. I thought they were all right.
How did I do that? Wait. I did two false ones. I fucked up.
Which is the right? Which is the wrong one?
So there are two wrong ones.
Which is the right one?
The third one is right.
Which? The Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I knew.
Oh, I fucked up.
So the Beatles didn't play at Disney?
So the Beatles did not play at Disney World as their first one. Actually,
okay.
In the winter of 1974, John Lennon was at Disney's Polynesian Resort for a holiday vacation. And that was there that he signed the document that ended the Beatles.
That I knew.
So, oh, okay. What? How do you know that? And when Walt Disney World first opened, you could get a ticket for $3.50 to get in.
Okay.
So this is two false and a truth.
Yeah, you suck.
Well, you know what? I didn't have a lot of time to do it because I took the kids. I took Mia this morning somewhere.
Here we go.
Well, you were home.
Three kids and two dogs. We know.
No, but you were home and you got to do something. Yeah. Never mind.
Okay, so I knew there was a relationship between Beatles and Disney, so that's why I chose that one. I knew Aerosmith is a ride at Disney, so that's why I chose that one. So just, I'm right.
All right, so it's $350 to get into Disney.
Okay.
And the Beatles broke up. They did not play their first concert there, but the roller coaster was, they wanted the Rolling Stones, but they were too expensive.
Okay.
For Disney. Like, what's too expensive for Disney?
Right.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on. They could buy and sell the world. Okay.
Okay. So now I'm going to move into my personal questions.
Oh, wait. I have one more.
I don't.
I do. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one's about Las Vegas.
Mm.
Okay. So Las Vegas.
Okay.
So my first one is that in 1980,
okay,
a Las Vegas hospital had to suspend workers who were betting on when patients would die.
Okay.
One nurse was even accused of murdering a patient so she would win.
Okay.
Okay. The second one. There are over 300 weddings per day in Las Vegas, making it the top wedding destination in the U.S., second only to Istanbul, to the number of weddings in a single day. And the third one is that despite estimated 11,000 Elvis impersonators in the city, Elvis Presley never actually performed in Las Vegas.
Number two.
No, it's number three.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you got me. I thought I had it as soon as you said it.
300 weddings per day in Las Vegas.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
But Istanbul, I don't know what it is about Istanbul.
That's why
but
I
they
chose
have,
that, because
no,
I thought
they
you
have
like,
the
pulled it
out of
your
ass. Highest number of weddings in a single city.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would make up.
Elvis had like a, maybe he performed constantly in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I get that. But right. I thought maybe
that
it
was. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yay. You did good.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, so the ones about us.
Yes.
All right, this was really hard.
You know what?
Really hard.
I did my other ones and like,
we're not that interesting, I think, probably. Like, we've had a pretty normal life.
I don't think so.
No?
I didn't. I mean.
So then why did you have so much trouble?
I did my first four, which are all science-based or Back to the Future, in like 20 minutes.
Right.
And it took me like 2 hours to think of ones for myself. And I still don't think they're that great. Like,
yeah, I don't think mine are that great either. Okay, all right. And I think I know everything about you.
Yeah, so maybe that's why it's so
hard. Of course.
Because we know everything about each other.
Here's the thing I have going for me is that you don't listen to shit I say.
What?
Right. So I've probably told you these stories before, but they go right over your head and you don't care and you're back to like.
How many do you have?
Two.
Me too.
Okay, yeah.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Number one.
Mm.
See, I feel like you're going to know everything.
Of course.
The first time I ever got drunk was the same time I ever first smoked pot. It was at a concert. Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses.
Okay, that's true.
Okay. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my virginity at the age of 14 before I experienced any type of oral pleasure, giving or receiving.
That's true.
Number three, my first real kiss, you know, like tongue French kiss, was at the age of 10 in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, third one's false.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, first of all, can we just talk for a second about the fact that you lost your virginity at 14? Do you know how old I was when I lost my virginity?
36.
We were married at 25. Right. So.
No, you were probably 20.
Yeah, I was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to a point in college where I was like, okay, I mean, not that I had opportunities to lose it and I didn't want to, but then I got to a point where I was like, all right, now's the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I was 20.
Yeah, I was 20.
But you, okay, so how? What was your first kiss?
My first kiss was actually eighth grade.
So you were 13.
I was late.
No, you're not. That's not late.
Eighth grade? I feel like I was later than a lot of people.
Okay. Mine. I'm trying to find mine. Where is mine? Okay, here we go. So this is just random info about me. I once threw a party at my house when I was a sophomore in high school, and kids who came to the party raked up over $1,000 in phone bills by calling phone sex numbers.
Okay.
Okay. The second one is that my great-grandmother died from falling off a roof when she was doing laundry, which is why I don't like doing laundry. I'm very afraid I'm going to fall off the dryer.
She fell off a roof?
Mm-hmm. She was hanging laundry, hanging to dry, and she slipped.
On a roof.
On a roof. Well, yeah, that's in a roof, yeah. In
she Philadelphia. Was hanging laundry on a roof.
Mm-hmm. And she slipped, fell off the roof, and died.
Okay.
Okay. And the third one was that I had my first cigarette when I was 12 years old.
Okay. Another cigarette you had at 12.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Your great-grandmother was hanging laundry on a roof and slipped and died.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the first one?
I once threw a party at my house where kids raked up over $1,000 in phone bills by calling phone sex numbers.
Your great-grandmother?
No, my great-grandmother died falling off a roof doing laundry. Yeah, she was hanging laundry and it was raining and she slipped and she fell and she...
That's awesome.
Why do you think I have such a fear of laundry? Is it all coming together now?
That's amazing.
In Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Yep. Women knew how to do it back in the day.
I'm telling you.
Oh, respect for those women.
And I had my first cigarette when I was 8, not 12.
Oh,
I was eight years old. Yeah.
Wow. When I was 8, like smokers were bad people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember shaming smokers also, but at the same time, I was trying it. Yeah.
Wow. 8?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was very young, and
I knew you were young. That's why I chose like that it was okay at 12.
I mean, I wasn't a smoker at 8. We tried it. We took a few puffs. I'm sure we didn't even inhale.
Right, of course not.
But I was always fascinated with cigarettes. It's terrible, but I was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right, my last one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So playing by the game of your stripper name, you know, like you choose your pet, your first pet and the first
street you grew up on. Yeah, I have an awesome stripper name.
Right. So
wait, do you know mine? Mine's awesome.
No, it was Trapper something.
No.
No.
No, mine's amazing.
What is it?
Pixie Mountain View.
Yeah, that is good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Pixie was our cat, my first pet.
Okay.
She died at like the age of like 18, and Mountain View was my first street. So Pixie, the first.
What is that, in Philly?
No, in Trenton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my stripper name would be Baby Overton.
Yes, I knew that.
Oh,
you're not telling me. Yeah, of course. Well, come on.
This is hard.
Wait. Okay. So wait. That's
what?
So that is that your question?
No, I have two more.
Oh yeah, I knew Baby Overton.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know that's real.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. All right. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
I did the popcorn bucket trick in a movie theater back in high school with a girl.
That you cut a hole in the popcorn
bucket. Cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket.
Oh, my God.
Stuck my penis through it.
No, you never did that. Okay, go ahead.
In a movie.
Bullshit. Okay. I mean, I know you're an asshole, but you weren't that big of an asshole. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Okay. Oh.
You
know, oh, shit.
You don't think so, huh?
No way. No way.
Okay.
No way. Okay, go ahead.
I once dropped acid in a Boston.
In a Boston?
In a Boston. I once.
Are you on acid now?
I once dropped acid acid in Boston.
Yeah.
During college.
Yeah.
And rode the T for 2 hours, looking out the front of the train for 2 hours. Oh, watching it go through.
100% believe that. It's the second one. Yeah, you never did that. You're not. I mean, I know you. For the man who's told me, let's just keep things juvenile after our first date. Yeah. No, I know you would never. The popcorn trick.
And the fourth one is that I'm going to do the popcorn trick next time we go to the movies.
Listen, when was the last time we went to the movies together?
Long time.
I don't think we've been in the movies together.
Nope.
Since we saw Man in the Moon on like our fifth date.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Is that, we should go to the movies together and like hold hands.
Yeah, and do the popcorn trick.
I'm going to do that. You know what my popcorn trick's going to be? I'm going to go through two huge buckets of popcorn.
that's not much of a
and
trick.
And I'm going to mix M&Ms in. That's the best. If you eat, no, I'm not, the sweet and the salty.
Yeah.
having like a handful of popcorn and then a handful of M&Ms. Oh my God.
Wow.
Like that to me is like, mwah, like wow. The best. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one more.
Yeah.
I convinced my dad that the clothing store, The French Connection, was actually a bookstore.
Yeah, it's true.
When I charged hundreds of dollars in clothing there.
Yeah.
Second one. My roommate, my sophomore year in college, was the actual Toys R Us kid. Did the voice for the song, I Don't Want to Grow Up, mm-hmm. I'm a Toys R Us. She was the actual Toys R Us kid. And I was once stuck on the subway for 5 hours with no electricity, in the dark, no before phones, and had to just sit there for 5 hours in the dark and like wonder what was going to happen.
Sitting in the dark for 5 hours. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know those two. I think it's number three.
Yeah, it's number three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got stuck on the subway, but no, 5 hours, I would have gone crazy. I probably would have had a panic attack.
Yeah, that sounds insane.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I'm sure it happens.
Can that happen?
Like, I don't know.
Stuck on a subway for 5 hours?
I mean, you hear about that. Maybe not.
You hear about that on planes? Right. Like stuck on the runway for 5 hours before takeoff. No. Like that's real.
I don't know.
Okay.
But no, that never happened to me. Thank goodness.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are we done?
I think we're done. Who won? Do we know who won?
Yeah, I won.
I'm getting a massage either way.
Fine. I love giving you a massage.
So what did you think of the question? Like, how did you think? Do you think we both had equal like kind of questions or?
I think we both did good.
Yeah.
Right?
I think some of your science questions were, the chimp question was really unfair. That was ridiculous. Can I be honest? That was really ridiculous.
You think all of my stuff is.
No,
you know.
But like I tried to do stuff that would be interesting to both of us a little bit, you know, like I wanted you to at least be like entertained. The chimp, I mean, I'm entertained by that stuff, but the numbers and everything, that's not fair.
Okay.
That's a little too. I mean, I would play again for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I like these games.
I do too.
I hope these are great.
Yeah, listen. Give us some feedback. If you want more games, let us know.
Like,
if
do you have like, ideas for games? Like, let us know.
Yeah.
Because like, we'll play anything.
But I feel like, is it a good mix? Like the mix of the informative and the games?
Well, did
like,
I bore the shit out of everybody with my science stuff? Like,
I mean,
does anybody care?
Stuff is a little boring.
I don't know. I thought maybe the guys would be into it.
Maybe, you know,
a lot of girls.
I mean,
too.
I guess it's good to have the information, but it's a lot of it. You get so deep that it goes over my head.
I need a science podcast. Like, I want to talk
nerdy. So do that.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I worry. I'm like, are you bored by this podcast that we're doing?
Yeah, right. There's plenty to talk about here.
Okay.
I do want to throw a shout out to Soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
They just put on their blog 25 podcasts you should be listening to right now, and we made it for the August edition.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's sp-bx.com. Thank you guys for, you know, putting us on this
That's awesome.
List.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people are listening. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
so
great.
We appreciate that.
People seem to want to keep it real, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah. So that was our.
So 15... follow us on Instagram. I'm having so much fun on Instagram.
Yeah, she likes that.
I love it. It's so fun. We're having so much fun there.
Well, this was our bonus 15-minute episode. So thanks for listening.
Yeah. For 40 minutes.
Well, we're 50 minutes in.
Well,
yeah, we can't do a short episode. We just go on, I guess. I mean, sorry, guys. I mean, is that good, Ben? Give us, let
us
know.
How come you can't talk when we're mad, but you can go on for a podcast episode for like forever?
Well, but I'm mad. I don't want to talk to you at all. Okay. I just don't want to.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. All right, all good.
Yeah. So check us out on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, you know, just Marriage and Martinis. Just search for it. You'll find us. Mm-hmm. We're there. And send us the comments, send us the feedback, send us the constructive criticism, because we'd like that too. Like, we want to know how to get
husband
better.
Husband shamer, you could tell me.
Yeah, it's fine. She could take it, sort of. Mm-hmm. But thanks. So
I don't think it's being a husband shamer. I think it's being honest. Boy.
All right. So
okay,
we have another 20 minutes talking about husband shaming.
Okay. So, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, we're good.
No, we're all right. Good.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.